Of all the trades that ever I see, there's none to the blacksmith compared may be, which so many several tools works he, which nobody can deny. The first that ever thunderbolts made was a cyclops of the blacksmith's trade, as in a learned author is said, which nobody can deny. Then thundering like we strike about, the fire like lightning flashes out, which suddenly with water we dout, which nobody can deny. The fairest goddess in the skies to marry with Vulcan did advise, and he was a blacksmith grave and wise, which nobody can deny. Vulcan he, to do her right, did build her a town by day and by night, and gave it a name which was Hammersmith Height, which nobody can deny. Vulcan farther did acquaint her that a pretty estate he would appoint her, and leave her Seacoe Lane for a jointer, which nobody can deny. And that no enemy might wrong her, he built her a fort you'd wish no stronger, which was the Lane of Ironmonger, which nobody can deny. Smithfield he did cleanse from dirt, and sure there was great reason for't, for there he meant she should keep her court, which nobody can deny. But after in a good time or tide, it was by the blacksmith rectified, to the honor of Edmund Ironside, which nobody can deny. Vulcan after made a train, wherein the god of war was ta'en, which ever since hath been called Pell's Chain, which nobody can deny. The common proverb, as it is read, that a man must hit the nail on the head, without the blacksmith cannot be said, which nobody can deny. Another proverb must not be forgot, and falls unto the blacksmith's lot, that a man must strike while the iron is hot, which nobody can deny. Another comes in most proper and fit, the blacksmith's justice is seen in it, when you give a man roast and beat him with a spit, which nobody can deny. Another comes in our blacksmith's way, when things are safe as old wives say, we have them under lock and key, which nobody can deny. Another that's in the blacksmith's books, and only to him for remedy looks, is when a man's quite off the hooks, which nobody can deny. Another proverb to him doth belong, and therefore let's do the blacksmith no wrong, when a man's held hard to it buckle and thong, which nobody can deny. Another proverb doth make me laugh, wherein the blacksmith may challenge half, when a reason's as plain as a pike staff, which nobody can deny. Though your lawyers travel both near and far, and by long pleading a good cause may mar, yet your blacksmith takes more pains at the bar, which nobody can deny. Though your scriveners seek to crush and to kill by his counterfeit deeds and thereby doth ill, yet your blacksmith he may forge what he will, which nobody can deny. Though your bankrupt citizens lurk in their holes and laugh at their creditors and their catchpoles, yet your blacksmith can fetch them over the coals, which nobody can deny. Though jockey in the stable be never so neat to look to his nag and prescribe him his meat, yet your blacksmith knows better how to give a heat, which nobody can deny. If any tailor have the itch, the blacksmith's water as black as pitch will make his hands go through a stitch, which nobody can deny. There's never a slot of filth over smutcher, but owes to the blacksmith for her lecher, for without a pair of tongs there's no man will touch her, which nobody can deny. Your roaring boys, who everyone quails, fights, domineers, swaggers, and rails, could never yet make the smith eat his nails, which nobody can deny. If any scholar be in a doubt, and cannot well bring his matter about, the blacksmith he can hammer it out, which nobody can deny. Now if to know him you would desire, you must not scorn but rank him higher, for what he gets is out of the fire, which nobody can deny. Now here's a good health to blacksmiths all, and let it go round as a ball. We'll drink it off though it cost us a fall, which nobody can deny.